I don't saying hearing yes is a bad thing to hear.
So don't say yes.
Yes in and of themselves. I would much rather say, okay, I'll do it. I love to say you win, because when you win, you're going to perform. Yes is nothing without how. I need you to perform at a top level. You perform at a higher level when you feel like you win. If you look at me and we make a deal and you say, okay, well, that's a resigned okay, and we're going to run into trouble when we go to implement, because the minute anything bad could happen by your inaction, there's a phrase, never be mean to someone who could hurt you by doing nothing, which nearly everybody can hurt you by doing nothing.
Right. So saying, okay, I'll do it,
Right.
or yes, you win, or you win.
Right.
Don't
Right.
say yes.
I want you to feel like you won.
You win.
So,
You got the better end of the deal.
yeah. Because are you going to hold to the deal if you got the best end of the deal?
Of
Yeah, you
course.
love it. You can
Yeah.
brag about it.
Awesome. Yeah. I got the better end. Huh.
Right.
So you win. Okay, I'll do it. You win. You can do both of them together.
If I say it, that's good because you won. If you say it, it's bad to me because you feel beat. I don't want you to feel beaten,
Right.
which is one of the real big problems with negotiation. Because since I've been helping people get better at it, like. I get more stories. A guy says, let me tell you about this deal. I had them over a barrel. There was nowhere for them to go. For all intents and purposes, I took them hostage. Well, I guarantee you that the person they beat was as passive aggressive as possible on the implementation of that deal,
They didn't feel
and they
good
left
about it.
money on the table.
They didn't feel good about it.
Right.
Huh.
Right.
So always make the other person feel like they got the better end of the deal, right?
Right.
They won.
And yeah, they won. Yeah, it was
And
their
it
idea.
was their idea. I like your idea, I'll do it, something like that, or
Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. I mean that's really good. And so that's why usually the one word answers of yes and no, those are also frequently misunderstood too. There's three kinds of yeses. There's commitment, confirmation, and counterfeit. And most people are used to getting lured into a trap with yes. Would you like to make more money? Is it true this is the off season? Whatever setup, yes, there is.
Would you like, okay, yeah.
It's leading someplace.
Yes.
One of my students is on a honeymoon, and he's wanting to get an upgrade on his bungalow. And it's the off season in this resort. Now, what they typically do is they cut prices on their basic rooms, but
But
they
not the
don't
honeymoon
cut,
suites.
but not the honeymoon
Right.
suites. And he knows they're all vacant. Now, what he doesn't want to cut price on a regular room. He wants a honeymoon suite. And he starts out the conversation with isn't it true this is the off season? The general manager knows there's a trap there.
So what's he say?
And so the guy starts going sideways on him immediately.
Really? He didn't say yes.
Right, he didn't want to say yes because he knows that yes is commitment and yes is probably a trap. And he knows, I don't know where you're going with this, but you're going someplace.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, and so then my student realized that he fell into this yes trap thing. So he had to kind of get back out of it. And they started talking, and instead of trying to get yeses and nos out of him, he started describing the situation. It started showing him a little bit. Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of guys on like me come in. We want a room. We don't want to pay anything for it. You get so many tourists that are in here in the off season, and they're cheap. That's why they're here in the off season anyway, because they're cheap to start with, and they don't want to
Right.
pay anything for anything anyway. And now the managers appreciate where the guy's coming from. So he ends
So
up
leading
getting
with the negative.
right. He ends up getting the upgrade.
Really?
Yeah.
It's free because he built a relationship and.
Yeah. The guy's got an empty room.
Yeah.
Never be mean to somebody who could hurt you by doing nothing. Not giving you the empty room is doing nothing. You want this guy to give you a favor, and he doesn't own the hotel, and those rooms are normally vacant anyway. So his owner, whoever owns the hotel, they're not mad at him because those rooms are empty. They expected them to be empty.
Yeah.
So he's got options. Ultimately, you want to make the pitch like, you give me that upgrade, I'm going to be a fan for life. I'm going to tell
Gonna
everybody
come
how well
back.
I
I'm gonna
was
promote it.
treated. I'm going to
Yeah.
tell all my friends about this.
Something I've done for like the last 10 years, a friend of mine told me this line that he's like, you know, if you ever want an upgrade, if you ever want like something better in the deal, use this line. And I swear I've been using it. Maybe it's been wrong, but I'd love your opinion.
All right.
I say, what's the chance you can help me with this?
All right, so that's a what question to start
what's
with.
What's the chance?
Two things about that yeah. I like. First of all, it's a what question.
Yeah.
And secondly,
what's the chance you can upgrade me?
You're elevating the person when you're asking for help.
So you're giving them power, right?
Right.
The opportunity to have power.
Right. Yeah, so there's and I don't know that I'd change that sentence at all. I might say in advance, like, look, this is really going to seem greedy of me.
Mm.
You know, because so you can't
leading with the negative.
Leading with the negative.
Wow.
If you try to call out a negative that's not there, you won't plant it. If you try to deny a negative that's not there, you plant that baby. And that's why you have to know the difference between a denial and a straight observation. And that's a subtle difference. Because you're probably going to want to say, before you ask a guy for a discount, you're probably going to say, this guy's going to think I'm cheap and I'm greedy. I don't want him to think that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you mention it all, you get instinct to say, look, like, I don't want you to think I'm cheap and greedy here. That's a denial. That plants it.
So I bet you might think that I'm being a little greedy.
I'm sure it's coming across.
I'm being greedy, but what's the chance you can upgrade me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can support me in getting upgraded.
And so if asking for an upgrade as a human being, the guy's going, no, that's not greedy. You want him thinking no. You want him saying no.
Mm.
No is a great answer, because when somebody says no, they have just protected and defended themselves. Like, it's ridiculous. The most ridiculous question that they would never say yes to. Like if at the end of a negotiation, one of my last things I'm always going to say is, like, if you can't budge at all, I'll say, all right, well, look, it seems like you're powerless here.
Oh.
Because nobody wants to say yes to that.
Wow.
Seems like there's nothing you could do. It seems like you're completely powerless here. And they'll put you on hold. They'll find a way to help.
So it seems like you're powerless. If you can't help me, it sounds like you're powerless here.
Right. Nobody ever wants to say yes to that.
Wow. That is powerful.
Yeah.
Do you use that a lot when you're
at the end of
the
any
phone
deal,
bill or anything or something?
At the end of any deal, if we haven't come to an agreement that I'm happy with, that'll be the last thing. I'll say, it seems like there's nothing I could say. And it seems like you're powerless.
Seems like nothing that you could say to them to get what you need.
Right.
Or for them to move the deal points, and it seems like you're powerless.
Right.
They're powerless.
Right.
Holy cow. That's powerful insight.
So, yeah, we a lot of people have cut deals by they thought it was completely in the tank. And they're actually just trying to end positively. It's critical to end positively.